Welcome to the King of Kings Watchmen podcast, a prophetic broadcast for this generation where heaven's truth meets the urgency of the times. Join Prophet Ronald, alongside Prophetess Hawa Bender, servants of the Most High, called to watch, pray, and release God's word with boldness and clarity. Together, they equip Watchmen, awaken the body of Christ, and help you discern the times while deepening your relationship with God through prophetic insight and spirit-led teaching. Are you spiritually alert to what God is saying in this hour? Feel free to visit thekingofkingswatchmen.org for more prophetic insight and to give. Stay ready, stay aligned. This is the King of Kings Watchmen podcast.
Thank you for listening to the King of Kings Watchmen. This is Prophet Ronald Bender, and I just want to speak today about faith and go over a few scriptures that deal with this very word and share what the Bible actually communicates faith is. And the Lord, He deals with me differently when it comes to ministering and different things. He like speaks to me just like a person. And I share prophecies wherever I go around the world. And the purpose is to help encourage, edify, and comfort. And to help people see that God, in His love, just wants people to know who He is and how He actually works in our lives. So when we think of faith, we need to think of it as knowing that God is going to do what He promised. A hope that He will accomplish the very thing He said He would. Abraham was an extraordinary man of faith. He believed God in everything. And when God instructed him to do something, he listened and obeyed. And that in itself is really what faith is. It's knowing God is speaking to us, because He does. And then doing what He says to do. Because we actually have faith that God is the one ultimately in control. And by His Spirit, He is leading us. So real faith pleases God. We know this because Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. God is looking for people of faith. He just wants people to take Him at His word and trust Him to do what He said. He is not angry. He is not looking to hold sin against anyone. He isn't looking for religious people. He's looking for a relationship. And faith is the very thing that we need to believe for something we do not see. Because Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So how can we say we trust God or have faith in God if we don't take all aspects of the Word of God seriously and apply it? See, the Bible says is that if we believe and we hope and we obey, that we will ask God for anything and He'll give it to us. Of course, that is within His will. And what is His will? That we trust Him, walk with Him, be led by His Spirit. He wants us to trust Him to do exactly what He said He would do. And what was it that He said He would do? He promised to heal us, deliver us, walk beside us, be with us throughout the entire life that we are here on earth, all the way to the end of the age. He is consistently working in our lives. And He wants us to grow to maturity, from glory to glory, going more and more in a deeper relationship with Him. He wants us to have faith in what He said He will do. He wants us to trust Him through every situation. See, faith isn't just believing, it is seeing God do something we don't see right now in the natural. See, faith is the one element that We are trusting God to do something supernaturally before we see it manifest in the natural realm. This is what it means to really believe God. You see, trust, faith, believe, and obedience, they all work together. You see, to trust God means that you obey God. For how can you actually say that you have faith in God if you don't trust God? And then how can you say you trust God if you don't obey Him? And how can you really say you trust Him, you have faith, and you obey if you don't believe? All these things are one and the same. They all mean the same thing. To rely, to lean, to put our hopes and trusts in a God who is who He says He is. So when we say, I obey God, that means we're trusting Him to do what He said He will do, that He is who He says He is. So for Him to say He is the Almighty, that means we actually believe that He is a God of love and a God of wrath, that He is going to judge the world. And that means that we obey Him because we see Him as He is. Not as we want Him to be, but as He is in heaven, so is He on earth. When He comes back, He's going to be the same person that He is in heaven. And He's the same Jesus when He walked the earth. He is gentle, He is kind, but He's also very stern. He is a God who lives and breathes holiness. He is righteousness. He is purity. And He expects all of us who follow Him to be holy, just like He is holy. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit, to help us live a life that truly believes who He is. So He wants us to live a life yielded to the Holy Spirit, going from glory to glory, living a life of holiness, being convicted by the Holy Spirit, so we know how to live better each and every day. See, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can we actually say we have faith if we don't read the scripture? For it's only in the word of God that we grow our faith, because we learn about the God who loves and cares and created all that we see. And we learn how we can stand on Him, rely on Him to do what He promised. See, the Lord, He speaks to me. And He wants to speak to every person. This is what He's saying right now. Thus says the Lord, I am wanting to do many things in my people and through my people. I want to express to a world who detests righteousness, who lives in wickedness, that I am a God of love. And I only can do this by my Spirit working through my people. But it takes faith in my people to believe and to trust that I am who I say I am, and that I will do what I say I will do. I want my people to have the faith to pray for people, pray for healing over people, to pray for deliverance, and see me do it. I expect them to have the belief that I will act and I will move when they pray. That in itself shows who I am. It shows my love. It shows that I am that I am, the God over all gods, the Lord over all lords, and the King of kings. I am that I say I am. I am no different than I was when I first created the world. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I am the same God who works through each person who actually has faith and believes and trusts me, says the Lord. You see, God is not looking for a perfect person. He's looking for someone who can be faithful, who He can trust, who will have the belief that God is going to move when I pray. Because I seek Him, I put my trust in Him, and He will act. See, God is not looking for us to do something that is beyond our capability. He's looking for us to trust Him to do something beyond our capability. You see, all He's asking us to do is to have faith and believe. He will do the rest. It is not possible for a person to heal someone, but it is possible for someone to have the faith and the belief in Jesus to do what he said he will do by his Holy Spirit working through us. You see, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, when we see that verse and we actually understand that the faith we have pleases God, it actually brings a reward also. Because it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So what is it that actually causes healing to take place? It is a faith in a God who will do what we ask him to do, not because we're commanding him, but because we are trusting him to keep his word. And because of our faith, we are pleasing him to even pray for someone to receive a healing, and he actually rewards that openly. When we pray and we seek and we desire an intimate relationship with God in our own quiet time, then he makes himself known publicly through us, because we have come to know him privately. See, a lot of people, they don't spend the time with God that he really wants. He wants us to be adamant about our desire for him, about our love for him. He wants us to seek him out so much that when we have an intimate, whole, true relationship with him privately, people are evidently seeing something manifest in our lives publicly, because he honors those who honors him. See, it's not that we seek God so that we can see the power of God. No, you seek God because you want his heart, because you want to know him. And out of knowing him, the other things manifest automatically, because that's who he is. He's a God of love. See, it's in his love, it's in his nature to heal people, to set people free, to deliver people. But he needs a vessel, a person, someone who will take the time to seek him privately, to search him out, to study his word, to know who he is, his heart. And in that seeking, in that desiring, he makes himself known. This is why it is possible for every believer to actually walk in the mighty power of God. Because it's not based on one person being so much anointed. It is about God pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Every person who believes in God and gets baptized by the Holy Spirit has the power of God working through them. But it takes the person diligently seeking God and desiring an intimate relationship with God that they get to a place of hearing from God themselves, that they can actually pray for someone because they already have that relationship. They already have that intimacy. They already have the Holy Spirit guiding them, leading them, convicting them. They're changing. They're becoming the person that God desired them to be. And because of their love for God, they are a changed person. And then they become that vessel of honor that when they pray, God's like, I hear your prayer because I know your faith. I see you wanting me, loving me. So you're not praying to see miracles, signs, and wonders just for you to exalt yourself. You're praying because you love me, but because of my love in you, you feel my love wanting to bless someone. So you pray for a person to be healed, and I move and I heal them, and then you give all glory right back to me. See, that's how God thinks about this. A lot of people mess this up because they want the blessings, they want the miracle signs and wonders, they want the healings, 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 and yet they miss the very fact that it's never about what's in the hand of God. It's about knowing the heart of God. And when we focus on the right element, we focus on the heart, we receive the other. We receive the provision. We receive the protection. We receive the love in our lives. We receive deliverance of our own selves. We receive the healings of insecurity, the healings of all that pain of rejection, all the hurts of the past, all the things that people have done in us. We receive healings from those. And because we receive healing, we learn to receive love, the love of God. And because we learn to receive that love, we can start to give love. And we get rid of religion. We get rid of sacrilegious activities. We get rid of having a facade, going to church, pretending like we have it all together when we don't. We get rid of all the foolish behavior We're taking on the nature of God because we're seeking God and we have faith in God that he's going to do what he said he will do. And because of that, we see him manifest his Holy Spirit through us because we have learned to yield to God, which is only possible by seeking God on our own in the quiet place of our own home, our own place. We go through life, we're praying, we're seeking God, we're allowing him to move in our lives to change us so we can become the person that he can trust to work through, so that we don't pray for someone, they get healed, and think it's about of our righteousness, because it's never about our righteousness. I have prayed for someone in another country just 2 weeks ago, and their spine extended because they had this compressed spine, and they gave the testimony to the apostle of the church, and the testimony came back to me as I moved on to another church because I was doing a trip overseas, and it was really cool to hear this person actually talk about how when I finished praying for them, their spine was being extended out because they were in severe pain because of how the condition was, and then they didn't have any more pain anymore. They could walk, they could move. It was one of these things. But what did I say when I heard about the testimony? I said, to God be the glory. Why? Because it ain't about me. All I did was pray and believe. I've been seeking God. I go around, I minister, but I prophesy, and I lay hands on people and I pray for them. But God does the healing. He does the deliverance. He gives me the word for someone and I prophesy to them because I see like 3 or 4 years down the road of what God wants them to become. And it encourages them. Why does God do that? Because he loves people. But it's never about us. There's stories upon stories of people in the Bible who God moved, but they never took the glory for themselves because it was never about the vessel. That's what true faith in God is. It is about seeing God do things and knowing that we are not anything but a vessel of honor who is able to be used for the Master's good work. That's all this is about. In Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you will have them. He didn't say, pray and believe and you might have them. It says you will have them. If you pray and believe and you're seeking God, I mean, you're really seeking God, you're going to know that if your prayer is within the will of God or not. And every prayer that's within the will of God is going to be answered. You see, Mark 5:34, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. It's the faith. The faith when we pray for someone, and it's the faith when we are prayed by someone to receive a healing. You see, the gifts on our lives, on your life, is not for yourself. It's for other people. You see, this is what's very unique about the gifts of God. You see, you might have a gift of healing, and you can pray for someone, they'll be healed. But the gifts of God are not for you individually. It's for other people. So you need to find someone who has the gift of healing so they can pray for you so you can receive healing yourself. Why does God do it that way? Because we rely on the church, the body of Christ. It's not about an individual. It's about us collectively working together. That's what this is all about. It's about unity. It's about the love of God working through each member, blessing each other in the body of Christ. That's what God wants. Matthew 9:22 says, but Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Again, faith. How many times do we miss the blessings of God because we think we have faith, but we really don't? We have religion, but to actually say we have faith, that means we actually got to believe that God is going to do what he says. That's why it says, do not doubt when you ask. Because if we doubt when we ask for something, we're actually saying, I really don't believe you're going to do it. I don't have faith, God, that you're going to do what I am asking for. That right there is a hypocritical mindset, and it won't reward you anything from God. It's not a means to bless God or to even honor God. You're not honoring him. You're actually saying he's a liar. But we can walk with an assurance that God is going to do what he says. And if we are in a place where we don't even really have the faith, we can at least be honest with God, because he already knows. He knows our hearts. He knows that we don't have faith. But we can actually be honest and say, God, help my unbelief. I want to believe. I want the faith to see you change this situation. But I think, God, my unbelief is blocking the blessing. So please, God, help my unbelief. You can pray that and God will answer that and actually do something. Why? Because he loves you. He loves us, all of us. He's a compassionate, merciful God. He's not looking for a reason not to bless you. He's looking for a reason to bless you. So when we're honest and we have integrity and we actually communicate to him as if he's a good father, a God of love and compassion, we can trust him to do what he said he will do. And then in Luke chapter 17, verse 19, he says to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." It was never about just talking and acting and going through a religious service or something like that. It wasn't about putting on a facade. It's about seeing Jesus as he is. It's being able to go to a church, go to the altar, and say, God, I need you to heal me. I need you to do this. I'm trusting you, God. You said to have faith as small as a mustard seed. I have faith, God. I read your word. I've been praying. I've been fasting. And I will say this right now. If you aren't even fasting and you're trying to get God's attention, you're missing the core element. Pray and fast. Get on a schedule of fasting. Just do it. No matter how uncomfortable it is, just do it. Because in the fasting, you're going to see breakthroughs back to back to back. It's just what happens. So we see many examples in scripture of people healing other people, and it's based on faith. For instance, Acts 14 verse 9, it says, "This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed." You see, there are times when we can see people having the faith to receive. And in the seeing of that person having the faith, you can just pray right there in that moment and they will receive it. Not because of the person praying, but because they had the desire. They've already been praying and fasting. They've already been seeking God. And they came to a place around a man or woman of God, and they already are hungry to receive from God. And in that hunger, they receive. Because the Lord wants to do those things. James 5:15, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." You see, it's faith that brings forgiveness of sins, and also faith that brings healing. It's all about knowing that we can have faith in God. We can trust God to do what he said he will do. In John 14:12, it says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." You see, God, he wants you to just have faith, because he wants you to do more than he did. He wants you to see him work through you, work mightily through you. He wants to see you heal people, just like he healed people. Jesus enlarged the disciples. The disciples were ignorant, but God came and filled them with his power, the Holy Spirit. And through them, he manifests himself and does mighty works through the disciples. See, these disciples became the apostles. And now, right now, the Bible talks about how he's given apostles and prophets and evangelists and preachers and teachers to the body of Christ, because he wants to build up the body of Christ. And he wants people to trust him. He wants people to see him move. He wants us all to rely on him and to go around and be blessings to other people, praying for other people, not being ashamed or timid. We don't need to receive a spirit of fear. We can cast it out in Jesus' name just by having faith that God will deliver us of that. If we feel timid to pray for someone, we can cast down that spirit of fear, because that's all it is. It's not the spirit of God. The spirit of God gives you boldness to do the will of God. God is wanting people to just do what He desires. He wants us to be a people that will do greater things. See, here's a prophecy that He gave me, and I hope it blesses you. Thus says the Lord, I have given my spirit to convict the world of sin. The world cannot receive my spirit, for the world loves wickedness more than righteousness. The one who hears my truth, my word is truth, and receives, this one becomes a child of God. I have called you and desire you to walk in my anointing. I desire you to do more miracles than I have done. I desire you to yield to my spirit and let my spirit work through you. If you will believe and trust me, then you will see my hand move in your life. You will see my love become evident through you as I bless someone when you pray. You must believe my word and know I am near. I do not give as the world gives. I freely gave everything. If you will seek me, keep my word, you will ask for anything and you will see it come to pass. For I will give as promised, for I desire my spirit to work through you. Do not doubt. And if you find it difficult to believe, then pray and ask me to help your unbelief. I am a good father. I want you to know me as I am. I want you to walk in power and not just words. My desire is for you to see people healed and set free. I did not come to leave people in bondage. I came to deliver and set free those who are bound. If you will believe and trust my word, then greater works you will do. For I have went to the Father and gave my Holy Spirit to you, says the Lord. The Lord has never changed. The Word of God has never changed. And it is the truth. If we will have faith, if we will hold true to God, His Word, we will see many manifestations of the Holy Spirit through our lives. It happens every day around the world. You just have to believe. You just have to trust the Lord. And I want to pray a blessing over you. And I pray that the Lord will just do more in your life, more than you've ever seen Him do. I pray that He just manifests more of Himself in you. So, Lord Jesus, right now I pray for this child of yours. I pray right now the fire of God just burns inside of him. Lord, if there is wickedness, if there's sin, if there's things going on, Lord, addictions or anything, I pray a cancellation of these things. I pray deliverance take place right now. Lord, I pray a fire of God burns through your child right now to a point to where, Lord, it is just consumed by you, God, and that this person is set free, never to be bound again, and that spirits are gone, cast out, never to come back tormenting them in their mind, their body, their soul, or any part of them, God. I'm asking, God, that you do a manifested work in them. Burn a holy desire, a holy passion for you in their heart, in their belly right now, all the way to the innermost parts. Lord, I pray that there is a passion that gets inside of them, Lord. They just want you more than anything else, God. Burn out all the distractions. Take away everything that's keeping them from seeking you. God, remove the entertainment that's not blessing them, that's not helping them become more anointed. Lord, I pray a fresh oil poured out on them, God. I pray right now that it's a flood, Lord, a holy flood of oil just consumes them right now, Jesus. I pray that a blessing just falls on them, overtakes them, their family, Lord. I pray a blessing, a prophet's blessing over them right now. Oh, God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for what you're doing. And I thank you for who they are. I pray, Lord, right now they receive more wisdom, more understanding. Oh, Spirit of God, I just thank you for the spirit of wisdom that you are and that you're pouring it into them. Give them more dreams and more visions. Give them more understanding, more direction. Help them know that you have them secure, Lord, by your hand. Help them know that you got them right where you have them. And where they stand, Lord, you have that place covered. You have them covered. You have them protected. You are their shield, God. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for taking care of them. Oh, God, I just pray right now, Lord, that you will enlarge their understanding of you. Lord, if they have been keeping you in a box, break down that box right now, Jesus, and let them see just how mighty you are. Lord, give them more of a passion to pray for more people, more boldness to speak forth your word and to pray openly, Father. Let them see how great of a God you are and let them see the manifestations of you, Holy Spirit, and help them always to give the glory right back to you. Teach them, God, to follow you and to walk with you. God, we thank you right now for wherever this person is, that they grow in a faith that is so strong, so powerful, that, Lord, they are just so consumed And they'll never want to go to anything else. They'll never seek anything else. They'll only seek you because they'll see you as the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are who you say you are. And you're always going to be the God that's greater than all other gods. We praise you and we glorify you, Jesus. And thank you for their life. And thank you for what you're doing through them, Jesus. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the King of Kings Watchman podcast. We pray today's message strengthened your faith, sharpened your discernment, and helped you deepen your relationship with God. Remember to stay watchful, stay prayerful, and remain aligned with what God is doing in this hour. For more prophetic insight, updates, and opportunities to give, visit thekingofkingswatchman.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. Until next time, stand firm, stay ready, and keep watching with the King of Kings Watchmen podcast.